Polls taken since President Bush's speech to the UN on September 12th indicate that the majority of Americans now support an invasion of Iraq, though when it comes to what that means with regard to ground troops and casualties, the numbers present a more nuanced picture. The latest Pew Research Center surveys, taken of more than 3,000 respondents, are a case in point. One survey, taken on the 12th, reports that the president's speech at the UN was most convincing to those who favor military action in Iraq, but that among many sectors of the public, support for a war seems to be growing. Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center, and he joins us now. Andy, what did the polls indicate about whether or not President Bush made an effective speech at the UN?
President Bush did two things that are necessary to get the American public willing to accept a war in Iraq. One, he got more Americans paying close attention to the issue. The percentage of people saying they've thought a great deal about a potential use of force in Iraq rose from 46% in August to 55% post his speech. That's very important. It's not nearly the 65% it was back in 91 before the Gulf War, but he's on the right course. The second thing that he did, which is awfully important as well, is he got more people thinking that he's making a clear case for war. The percentage of people saying that he's explained clearly what's at stake rose from 37% in August to 52% in the current survey. Now, that's short of the 80% that his father had back in Gulf War days before we used force then, but it's at least moving in the right direction.
You asked people about their support if indeed there were mass casualties, and 48% of the respondents indicated that they would support the war even in event of mass casualties. But could you tease that apart for us?
Sure. That's a tough measure of support for a war. Obviously, when you raise the question of casualties, you're only raising one side of the issue, that is, the cost of the war, as opposed to why we should be doing this. But in any event, you still get 48% saying yes, even in the face of casualties. Back in the 90s, when we were considering incursions into Bosnia or Kosovo, the prospect of casualties would take support for the use of force into the teens or 20s. So this is still, casualties are not taken lightly by the American public, but this is still a measure of some potential support for President Bush should he go there. I have to emphasize, though, that when we look at these polls, public opinion is still in the making. We still don't have 70 or 80% saying they've thought about this closely. We still don't have the vast majority of the public saying they've heard a convincing rationale from the president.
And you haven't really looked yet, have you, at a timeline involved, whether it's casualties or economic costs of the war? You're not asking, would you support it for a month, 2 months, 3 months?
No, we haven't, but because it's awfully difficult to ask these subjunctive questions, people can't imagine them. But their perceptions, their expectations are so different now. A majority of the American public expects that if we have a war, it will be a long war, not a short war. The reverse was true before the Gulf War. Most thought it would be a short war. In fact, it was. And most Americans are prepared to see troops there in Iraq for a long time and even support what previously had been a dirty word, nation building. The public approves of nation building in Afghanistan and is potentially prepared to accept nation building in Iraq. All of this because it feels more of a threat than it felt in the 1990s from Iraq or from terrorists in Afghanistan or any number of places post 9/11.
How's all this playing politically? Is there any movement in congressional races or tight congressional races based on support of Iraq or lack of support?
Well, we haven't seen much crossover between attitudes toward terrorism or attitudes toward the war in Iraq and voting intentions. When President Bush's approval ratings were in the 80s, we had the race voting intentions dead even between Republicans and Democrats. When they fell to the 70s, they were dead even. And guess what, Jackie? In the current poll at 67%, they're dead even. There's no movement in the disposition to vote Republican or Democrat in the House. It's very close, just as the House is now very close, and the popular vote was close then. It looks to be close from this vantage point. But again, let's emphasize that often midterm elections, we get surprises at the end. Last 4 years ago, we had a late weekend trend. But going into this, we see very little effect between terrorism, Iraq, and how people are feeling about the election.
Andy Kohut, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center.